Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Well, it's good news in the Bayou State as Louisiana recently issued guidelines for free speech in public schools. That's the topic on the table today on today's Faith and Freedom. I'm Holly Mee, Director of Communications for Liberty Counsel, and joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Well, Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry and U.S. Congressman Mike Johnson released a 15-page document regarding the religious and free speech rights of students in public schools. They call it the Louisiana Student Rights Review, Answers to Common Questions About Religious Freedom in Schools. And it provides answers to 26 frequently asked questions regarding religious issues, student-led prayer, when students can pray, etc. And again, this is not something that is just regarding Louisiana, though, is it, Matt? I mean, we have, you know, students in public schools have religious freedom in all states.
Yeah, they do. And I would love to see these guidelines adopted. And really, I'd love to see the Trump administration embrace them. Not a whole lot of tweaking necessary. And I'm glad to see Attorney General Jeff Landry there in Louisiana availing himself of the expertise of someone like Congressman Johnson, who was a religious liberties attorney for a number of years with the Alliance Defending Freedom. So Congressman Johnson knows this issue inside and out. So the Louisiana Students' Rights Review, Answers to Common Questions About Religious Freedom in Schools, that's the name of this 15-page document. It provides answers to 26 frequently asked questions regarding issues such as you mentioned, Holly, student-led prayer and when students can pray. The document also references cited court cases and Child Evangelism Fellowship's Good News Clubs, which Liberty Counsel represents Child Evangelism Fellowship, and the Good News Clubs nationally has never lost a single case in any court of final resort regarding the Good News Club. So many schools embrace, as a matter of ignorance, this notion of separation of church and state. You hear it touted about, of course, a phrase that is nowhere to be found in the United States Constitution. It stems from a letter Thomas Jefferson wrote to the Danbury Baptists, which ironically was intended, Holly, to protect the church from the state, to protect free speech, to protect the right, in fact, even within government agencies and so forth, the right of a Christian, the First Amendment rights inherent to religious free exercise and free speech do not dissipate at the court of the public school or any other official government agency. This 15-page document in great detail provides guidelines which Congressman Johnson and Attorney General Landry, again, plan on mailing to every superintendent of schools in Louisiana, and also states that prayers at athletic events are permitted. You know, guess what? Yeah, that's constitutional.
Right.
When school officials are not involved, and these student-led, student-initiated prayers must also be allowed at graduations. It goes through and really breaks down all of these potential areas of conflict that have been so misrepresented and misunderstood. So again, Holly, I would love to see this adopted at the national level.
Absolutely. You know, I think what prompted this, I think one of the atheist groups had tried to file suit against one of the schools because of an event where the students were praying. So I like it that these legislators came back and said, you know what, we're putting this in writing. We're putting this in black and white so that everyone can see that the First Amendment rights that we have as students on a public school, you know, and they can pray, they can do things during non-instructional time, they can initiate prayers at graduation. As much as atheist groups try to fight against that, they have that right. And they can initiate questions and conversations even within class regarding religious issues. So they have that right. So I think these guidelines are going to be an excellent resource. And like you said, I'm glad they are mailing them out to every school in Louisiana. And I think the other states should follow suit as well to show these students they can live out their faith on campus. Religious liberty is the first freedom that they were given in the Bill of Rights, and they can exercise that.
Without question. And right. Congressman Johnson, he stated that in the context of this, that the Constitution and laws protect the rights of students to, quote, and this is a quote, live out their faith mm-hmm. on campus. Religious liberty is the first freedom listed in the Bill of Rights, he said, and the next generation of Americans needs to be encouraged to help preserve it, Holly, because it is under attack. That's mm-hmm. why Liberty Council is such a necessary organization to stand in the gap and protect religious liberty, which is intentionally misrepresented and under assault by groups like the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the ACLU, other anti-Christian extremist groups. And so as Attorney General Landry there in Louisiana, he said this, "We hope this publication helps all citizens better understand religious liberty because too many people have unfortunately been misled into believing schools must be religion-free zones. The truth is our First Amendment rights are not surrendered at the schoolhouse door." Mm-hmm. And so I would love to see President Trump and the Department of Education, Betsy DeVos, adopt this with an official guidance letter from the Trump administration to all public schools across the country. This is something we need to be asking President Trump to do. And furthermore, all public schools of higher education. The problem is more endemic. It's an epidemic within public colleges and universities where they are crushing the freedom of religious expression, free speech, and so forth as a matter of course. They need to all be put on notice that we're not going to tolerate this anymore. Right. No more assaults on First Amendment religious freedoms in the context of public school, be it grammar school, high school, or the college level.
You know, and I just commend these legislators in Louisiana because I think the more that we can support, the more that we can empower these students to exercise their religious freedom. You know, I think about the example where at a public school where the students were told they couldn't pray at a football game. And I remember watching that on a video. And before the football game, one student just started praying out loud the Lord's Prayer. And then all the students joined in and everyone in the stands was praying the Lord's Prayer. And you just sit there with chills and tears in your eyes seeing these kids need to be supported because they love God and they're not afraid to show that, no matter who tries to file suit or to threaten that. Yeah. So the more that we can support them and empower them, the better.
Amen. And don't you love to see this manifestation of the gospel carried out in these public school settings and so forth? Every time throughout history, where the anti-Christians have tried to quash the gospel message, it backfires catastrophically right. every single time. So when the Freedom From Religion Foundation or People for the American Way or Americans United for Separation of Church and State come in and try to bully these school districts into actually, and here's the irony, actually violating the Constitution mm-hmm. by chilling free speech and religious liberty. It's in a violation. So they're lying to them. They're telling them they have to violate the First Amendment. When they do that, and you see these students, as you point out, stand up mm-hmm. and independently on their own, you've seen it at graduations where students have stood up and led the Lord's Prayer. The entire audience gets involved.
Right.
It does just send chills down your spine. And so every time that they try to silence the gospel message, all it does is add fuel to the gospel message and helps it even get out there further. Well, now these guidelines are just another opportunity to properly educate people about the reality of the First Amendment and what their rights in the context of public schools actually entail. So I'm so right. encouraged by this. And again, would love to see it sent out to every single public school in the country. It needs to be.
And you know, it's a reminder to me the importance of why Liberty Council represents Child Evangelism Fellowship. You know, most people receive the gospel before the age of 13. And so we are representing these good news clubs to go into the public schools and share the gospel so that these kids can hear the truth and and that they will later be empowered to share their faith in the public schools. So please stand with us. Remember, you can make a difference in the battle for religious freedom. Please pray for us on these issues and for Liberty Counsel every day. We covet that. And stay informed at our website, lc.org. We have so many cases even already going on in 2018. And so we covet your partnership with us financially as well as your prayers. That's Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.